When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Oh, it's me to do an intro.
It's fucking you, mate.
Squeaky.
I'm on the squeaky chair, sorry.
Squeaky.
I'll get out of the way now.
Lube it out. Do you want some lube?
No, I'll go in dry.
Do you want some...
Hello and welcome back to Cinemortuary, your frequent and vaguely informative film podcast about horror sequels and reboots. I'm Dave, your host for today.
Cool runnings.
Me got cables all over me desk. It's total gridlock in the studio, man. Total. With me to my main left is my main man, Batman himself, Rob Yeomans.
Your word. You're like Dave.
I'm not bad, mate. How are you?
I'm all right, mate. Yeah, hanging on in there.
Hanging out my arsehole, mate.
Fucking story of your life, mate. Last recording.
Last recording, mate. Yeah. I remember you were pretty distant as soon as we left the building. You were holding it together quite well. You had your notes.
Yeah.
Valiantly sticking to your notes in front of you. Big Rich banged on about calculators and his teachers and school lockers and shit.
His ginger swingers,
yeah, and chuffing and...
I was what is probably technically known as extremely well hydrated.
You were bar mitzvahed, I think, is the technical term.
I wasn't alone, there was a son.
No, you weren't, no. You were, yeah. Yeah, it was all good though. Had a good night, didn't we?
Good little visit from Rich Foster to the podcast, it was nice.
Rickus, yeah.
Yeah, he's probably somewhere out in the world researching FHMs from 2002 now.
High Street Honeys. Absolutely. And we went to Pop World, didn't we? We went to Fibbers first.
Went then to Fibbers. Pop World.
We went to the King's Arms, nearly got kicked out by the owners because we didn't see a sign that says please don't swear. And Big Rich came in and said,
We took the sweariest man alive into a pub that doesn't like swearing, and it was a mistake.
Went to Fibbers, because Fibbers is normally good, but the room was occupied by about 8 gay men.
Yes.
That work in Primark, that all know me.
Yeah, and 3 of whom was us.
Yes. Yeah. And then we went to Pop World, where there was distinctly less gay men.
Yeah.
Lots more older men.
100% more revolving dance floors.
Yes. And obviously my rule, don't go into Pop World unless you got someone bigger with you.
Yeah.
Big Richie, bigger than me.
So it's alright?
It was alright, yeah.
Then we went to McDonald's and went home.
Yeah.
Me and Big Rich got in and had a whiskey, which we half drunk.
Yep.
And Big Rich turned on his Facebook. Not that it's a physical thing that you have an on and off switch for.
Yeah.
And there was some news, Dave, there's some developments.
Oh, cack, shit, yeah, I'm engaged.
Congratulations.
Wow!
Well done.
Yeah, pretty hyped.
Hyped for the wedding, hyped for the stag do.
Absolutely. Who am I engaged to?
Me.
Yeah, the enthusiasm from the other side of the room is palpable.
Congratulations.
Thank you, dude. Thank you kindly.
Well done.
And to your left, the immutable Chris Wilson.
He's back.
I'm not fucking happy.
You sent me all the way to Maryland to investigate that bullshit director's cut of the Blair Witch.
Mate, it was real to me. Still real to me, damn it.
I ran around naked. I killed Hans.
You killed
I killed Hans. He's dead. I had to bury him. And I've come back here and found out that the Yap's last show was an absolute shambles.
It wasn't a shambles. It was entertaining.
It was enjoyable. But we did miss you while you were out on assignment.
Yeah, fuck you too, Rob.
All right, fucking now.
I think it was a lovely show. I've not gone back and edited it yet, but I mean, by the time this comes out, I have. But
you
whatever.
Don't even know what I've been through yet.
You flew business class, though. Put it on the Cinematry account.
Yeah, the Somalian business account, as Rob was about to say.
Yeah. I killed Hans, damn it.
Are we talking about physical left and right, or are we talking about Hans like Hans Gruber?
The latter.
The latter. Okay, that's all right. I had this vision of you just fending off a load of mutant hands that were attached, like not attached to people.
Did that happen at one point for drugs?
I think it did. I can't remember. Yeah. Once you found that child murderer's stash of ketamine, everything went a little bit pear-shaped.
It did.
Yeah. Running around the woods chanting, look at my willy, look at... And the police sirens and the...
Just running up to trees and booing them for existing.
Absolutely.
A little bit extreme.
At least say I'm banned from travelling to America now, so...
Absolutely, yeah. I don't blame him. I mean, I did not know that a bear trap could get a restraining order against a human being for sexual assault, but that is a thing.
Yeah, now you know.
Now we know. Anyway, is it your pick this week?
What's in your shit basket this week, Dave?
Jeepers. Creepers.
3.
Oh!
The sequel to Jeepers Creepers 1, but the prequel to Jeepers Creepers 2 with a load of fake hair to make the older people look like they're still young. Did anyone notice the policeman's fake hair?
Yes.
That was Steven Seagal levels of shit hair, that was.
Fucking hell.
Right.
Why Jeepers Creepers 3?
It's a good question.
Well, I love Jeepers Creepers 1.
Mm-hmm.
Jeepers Creepers 2 is... No.
That's alright, mate.
I don't mind it.
And then Jeepers Creepers 3 popped up on my newsfeed that it had just come out.
Mm.
And it was on limited run in a few select cinemas. And I thought with the whole like Me Too movement thing, it might be an interesting time to obviously talk about the politics surrounding the director and whatnot, and whether it's okay to watch this film. As a lot of people have said, it's not okay to watch it. Well, but we'll obviously naturally gravitate towards that at some point. And but that's basically it. It popped up. I love the original film. I think it's just a shame that he didn't become the Michael Myers of his generation.
Yeah.
Just because of how he was cack-handedly handled, probably in the last 20 minutes of the original film, actually.
Yeah, I think
it kind of shits it away a bit.
The thing is, like, even with that notwithstanding, even with the second film notwithstanding, there's still so much potential for the Creeper as a sort of horror icon, if you will.
Yeah, he's got a massive mythology. There's so much to play with. No one really still knows who he is after 3 films. So.
And then you do this. You do this, mate.
Did you not have a good time, Rob?
No, mate. You know what this is? This is like if you're fucking painting a room in your house, right? And you want in a feature wall, which is the thing. And you get like usually like a bit of a sort of colour that contrasts the rest of the room.
Absolutely.
So this like is the kind of thing where you go around B&Q and the rest of your walls are magnolia, so you want to buy something to stand out, so you buy fucking magnolia.
Jesus, all right.
It's magnolia on magnolia. It is the Magnolia.
Wilson, do we have a good time? How are you feeling about the Magnolia? This is free to watch on Netflix, by the way.
Other streaming services are available.
Not for GP Creepy 3, is it?
Okay.
Yeah.
Heebie-jeebies 3.
GP Creepy 3. It was a bit shit, really.
Fucking hell.
Spoiler alert for the next hour or so. You can turn it off now. Thanks for a view on SoundCloud. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Leave a 5-star review.
Thank you. It means a lot.
Fucking hell. Right.
Well, I mean, how do you feel, Dave? Like, me and Wilson have both taken a big shit on it. How do you feel?
Quite enjoyed it.
Fucking hell.
Eleanor quite enjoyed it as well.
I'm coming with you to them fucking woods, mate.
Yeah.
Back we to watched Mal it the Girl. We watched it the same night as Blair Witch, and Blair Witch came on after it, which is probably why I was part of the confusion about whether I watched that director's cut or not. Still don't know. Still up in the air.
Yeah.
Wait, so I went all the way to Maryland, and it turns out that you were watching Jeepers Creepers 3.
No, I would have had a much better time if I was.
To be fair, yeah, I think I'd rather go all the way to Maryland than watch Jeepers Creepers 3.
Jesus. Oh, ho, ho.
No, it wasn't quite that bad, but it wasn't far off.
I'm getting there.
Not really.
Right. Do you want to just drop your pants and dig into the plot there?
Yeah, let's gank through it.
Let's gank through it.
All right. Simple overview. Who's doing it? Do you want to do the simple overview or shall I do the
I'll do a simple overview. Yeah, okay. It. So this is set pretty much about an hour after the first film. Obviously missing our two main characters, one being dead. Yes. One of them probably costing a bit too much money for the entire film.
Well, not quite missing. Okay. Not quite missing.
Not quite missing, but okay. The entire film. Yeah. Number four's on the way, yeah. We're outside the police station where the creeper has left his big spooky van, which I did notice in the credits, they couldn't afford to make one, so they rented the original prop back from a prop collector.
Nice.
Which I found fucking funny.
Immediately off the bat, it's established as the mystery machine.
Yes.
Off of Scooby-Doo,
yes.
Essentially.
It's kind of like the Batmobile in like Batman Returns, where it's got a load of gadgets in it. I was half expecting a remote control car to come out the top with a penguin on top of it.
Well, like the Shatmobile, mate.
The Shatmobile, yeah. So it's a big bag of tricks now.
It is.
I think the first 10 minutes of the film is dedicated to people trying to just like push buttons inside it and then get impaled and get their dicks shot off with harpoons and stuff.
The van reminded me of a Roadrunner cartoon. Like,
yes.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, like a bunch of wily characters walking up and just getting completely fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out early doors to the fucking completely unnecessary amount of police surrounding one van as well.
Absolutely.
I think it's about 5,000 police.
Yeah, so I think they're trying to... The creeper's gone missing again with... I think he's called Derry? Derry?
Yeah.
From the first film?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. And they're basically trying to take his van to be impounded, which, as they're told by someone, an onlooker, is probably a terrible idea because he might want to come back for his fucking van.
Yes.
I think a couple of people have died at this point trying to fanny around with a van.
Correct.
One of them like has a look in, and then the like cage comes down and impels him like both ways, and all that shit.
Those are for sewing. I don't want to know for what.
Goddamn thing in the impound!
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ, where the hell have you been?
How many you lose tonight? You hold it together and you answer me.
Three officers, an inmate down in the jail. And then the kid.
The one he flew off with.
Name of Jerry.
His name was Derry Jenner.
His sister's a train wreck. She's inside waiting for her folks. They're driving in from Stillwater. Where's the last place you saw it?
We're introduced to a character. He's quite a famous character actor, I think, but he's also a bit shit. Is the leader of our sort of creeper hunters.
Yeah, our creeper hunters, complete with Patch.
Yes.
So to add to the 5,000 police that are already there, we get another 200 unofficial creeper hunters.
Yes.
Despite the fact that this was at pains in the first film, which we're following immediately on from, pointed out that this was a sort of phenomenon that no one knew about.
Yes.
But these lads have knocked up the patches in the last hour and a half of Jeepers Creepers.
I've seen the previous two films. And then they're ready to go an hour after the events.
One of them hasn't even happened yet, has it?
No, I know, mate, but they've watched the first two films, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, right, okay. I'm with you.
Can't explain it. Yeah. Police van... police car tows the Creeper's truck at this point, I think.
It does, yeah.
And off it goes, and then Monster Hunter says, no, that's a fucking shit idea, and that leads us to the next scene.
Yeah, and he has a little bit where he sort of alludes to some kind of history that he has with the Creeper.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That he's never mentioned again.
We forgot to talk about the opening sequence, which is actually set in the 50s, didn't we?
Yes.
Completely forgot about that.
What with your Chinese Death Star thing going on?
You mean Ninja Star?
Yeah,
I just had this beautiful image of like a made in China Death Star.
Yeah, lumps of plastic falling from the sky.
Yes, yeah. Darth Vader. It's going to be about 3 weeks postage, though. I'm afraid.
You can use it once.
Yeah, yeah. So he's basically chasing a guy in the 1950s. Hits him with a ninja star sort of thing. Lado runs him over, and then cuts his hand off and steals his hand, and then. That is the end of that segment, and it leads into the bit that we were just talking about.
Exactly.
And the hand comes in later, so I should definitely mention that.
Yeah, for sure.
Very handy to mention.
Ooh, yeah. Wilson's hands on with the plot, isn't he?
He is. But he's got the shit nailed down.
Yeah, yeah. No pause for thought here.
The situation we have is, at this point, I was confused as fuck. Because... the scene where the van's outside the police station, they sort of established the window that he flies out of in the first film.
Yep.
So I kind of know where I am. I'm like, oh, this is a sequel to the first film. I'm with you. I'm there. Yeah. I get it.
Yep.
And then the whole fucking, like, creeper army, anti-creeper army tip up. And I'm like, hang on, no, that don't work because the old thing's fucked because the creeper's something they've never come across before. So then I thought, is this after? Is this playing some mad game on me? And I got dead confused earlier.
Well, number two says he comes back every... such and such amount of years.
23 years for 23 days.
That's it.
Apparently.
So that's canon now, Rob.
That's canon.
That film you like has made this one shitter.
Yeah.
You mean the number 23 starring Jim Carrey?
Let's not go there. Fucking hell.
Don't swig your tea at me, boy.
I mean, the thing is, like, yes, it is canon, but also at the same time, that doesn't mean that you necessarily have to set every film within that 23-day period.
No, not at all, no.
You know, which I think is the trap they've fallen into.
Yeah, yeah.
Positives, though. Early doors.
Early doors, positives.
Keep the positives.
Yep.
I think it's quite nicely shot.
It is nicely shot.
You know?
I was pleasantly surprised by... in some places, the production value is wonderful.
Yeah.
In some places, it's absolutely not. But they've clearly tried to make something... The thing we got from it was, there's a director that knows what he's doing... big time in terms of how you frame stuff, how you move stuff, pace of stuff, for the most part. But you can tell he's not got any money.
Yeah.
It's like if you gave Ron Howard $5 million and said make Apollo 13 again, that was the kind of same look it would be.
Yeah. And it's kind of like, I think a lot of the issues are script based.
Yes.
You know, script pretty iffy, isn't
it? We'll get to that shortly.
Yeah.
I mean, I noticed like in these first opening few sequences, it's it's edited like a film trailer.
Yes.
It setting the scene but done in a way where you expect that someone's like to black around and go dum!
Yeah.
or something like
and
that.
And then straight to someone running in a cornfield.
Yeah.
And then it's a Transformer. it's very slick and trailer like at the start, and I think they blow all their money at the start, to be honest.
Yeah, for sure.
Renting that fucking van.
Yeah.
Of the prop guy. We're straight in after that sequence to my horror movie cliche moment of the week,
ooh,
which is the mad old woman. that we're introduced to straight after.
Yep.
It's
not the charming large lady with cats from the original, though, is it?
No, it's not the charming large lady with cats from the original. It's what is quickly explained to be the mother of the lad from the initial sequence. Handy Andy. And she's basically been tripping balls ever since he got tagged out by the creeper.
Yes.
Yeah. But her son, who has a finger on the pulse, appears to warn her that there's not a lot of time left. Time. The dialogue in this scene is fucking awful.
Something about time.
Yeah. It's that sort of... I guess this is a bit of a horror cliche, although just a general film cliche. People speaking vaguely.
Why do you do this? It hurts too much seeing you like this.
Mom, just listen, okay? Time's up. It's coming back, just like I said.
Why?
Stop asking. It doesn't matter.
You. Tell me why. It's coming here.
Pieces of it left behind. They're full of secrets about it.
That's what's buried up here? A piece of it?
There's no more time. It's coming here, and you can't be here when it does.
How do you know it's coming?
I'm a part of it now. How many times do I have to tell you that? It knows what's buried here, and it will come and take it back.
Oh, killing you wasn't enough. Why didn't it take it 23 years ago?
It ran out of time. It always runs out of time. I can't keep telling you this.
Yes, people speaking vaguely, so people end up getting a...
so don't get what's going on. I mean, why can't it just be direct? Like, yeah, look, Mr. GP Creeper over there is going to appear in like 2 days. Fucking run.
Fucking do one.
I think the problem with this film, from the dialogue perspective, is everyone's fucking talking, but nobody's saying anything.
Nope.
Not really, no. And I think that's mainly just to pad out the script quite a lot.
Yeah, probably, yeah. I mean, if this was, like, streamlined to the point,
it'd
be half an hour long, mate.
Yeah. So, like, the ghost son walks up to his mum. You're a bit fucked, aren't you? Yeah. Next scene.
Yeah.
Well, nothing. Where's ghost mum? Where the hell is ghost dad? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With Bill Cosby. Where's ghost dad?
In jail.
Bill Cosby. As you've never seen him before. Invisible.
Daddy, can I take you to so-and-so?
Ghost dad.
I mean, it's just all a little bit tired and lazy, isn't it? It's kind of like...
There is a lot of laziness in these sequences, yeah.
It's very much like, right... I literally can't be asked to think of anything more interesting. Let's just shove the crazy old woman in there.
Yeah.
Which surprises me because the first Jeepers Creepers was 1999.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yep.
The sequel is 2002.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're... 15, 16 years down the road at this point. Man's had that amount of time to think of something to do with his franchise.
Yes.
And this is it.
Yes. Also, at least tighten up the script a little bit.
Oh, fucking hell, yeah.
Yeah. Been off crazy old lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of budget limitations, we see where the rest of them has gone in the next scene, back at the police station, with the, how would you describe it, a giant fuck-off automatic cannon gun.
Oh, yeah, sort of for no reason.
For no reason at all. I mean, it comes up later on, but, yeah. Extreme.
Well,
so, yeah.
Yeah, I had an issue with the cannon gun because, yeah. A, I mean, obviously, the obvious issue is its existence, but the secondary issue to that is that the cannon gun later on, and we'll come back to it a little bit more, gets tagged out, right?
Mm, yeah.
But in Jeepers Creepers 2, which timeline-wise follows this film, there's another big fucking cannon gun. Where the fuck are all these cannon guns coming from?
I don't know, and they're all kind of rusty redneck assemblies, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, yeah, they're all like truck-mounted anti-tank fucking weaponry.
Yeah, and then we get the scene on the road with the creeper who wants his truck back, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he does want his truck back.
Fucking does, doesn't he? Just a bit. So the cops are... This is the bit where the cops are towing the truck, and he catches up with them.
Yes. And then lands on the top of their car. And I think someone might get their head sliced off.
Yes, I think so.
You got to poke your head out the window. That's classic Jeepers Creepers, that. What the fuck's that on the roof of my car? Poke your head out, and then they come back with a head missing.
Yeah.
Someone in the car screams, and then, of course, you got to stop.
Yeah.
And the creeper gets off.
Yeah. And we're introduced to two characters here. So this is intercut between this scene of them driving and the... our sort of matey boy, head of the unofficial anti-creeper police,
mm-hmm.
and the older police officer dude who are trying to radio them.
Mm-hmm.
And it sort of establishes the sheriff guy and the lady policewoman
mm-hmm.
who's towing the car with the other guy. And back to what you were saying about shit dialogue, the way they introduce the sheriff bloke
mm-hmm.
is that basically he's kind of like, he's almost like a reflection of, you know, the black cop from Die Hard mm-hmm. who doesn't use his gun because he shot a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like that whole thing where it's suggested that he doesn't use his weapon anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
And the anti-creeper police guy's like, says the immortal line of, you're the best sharpshooter in the county. Just to fucking, like, hammer home that. Wonder if that'll come in later on.
At some point, someone's going to get shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe, but who knows?
Nah, he won't.
No, never. Not a chance.
The next scene after all that is we're introduced to our main human characters who aren't policemen. We've got Addison and we've got her dickhead brother, I think it is, stepbrother, Kirk.
Yeah.
And the dialogue here can be distilled down to this exchange. Release for bunny, no. Release for bunny, no. Release for bunny, no. Release for bunny, no. Scene.
Finn.
You know you got a rabbit in the trap?
No.
So it's suffering, you're just gonna leave it in there?
No.
Mom?
No.
Mom, he's got a rabbit in the trap.
Hey, Addie, long time no see.
No.
I didn't say you should trap them.
No.
He doesn't care about the garden. He traps them because he likes killing them. He's sick.
Why Jeepers Creepers 3? And the other thing I noticed about this scene as well is Kirk looks about 35 years old. I'm
yes,
sure he's supposed to be about, what, 16?
Yeah, he's a bad boy, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's a bad boy.
I noticed I couldn't find his age on IMDb. I did have a quick look.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, he's keeping that one a secret.
He had what my mother would call an uphill paper round.
That is good.
Yeah, thanks for one, Sue.
Yeah, well done, Sue. So after that we get introduced to Kirk's mates, as I've noted them here, bunch of annoying fuckers on bikes.
Yep.
I've got dickhead motorcycle gang.
Yep.
Kids on bikes.
Motocross mongs, I was going to call them, but you can't really say that, can you?
Fucking kids on bikes, mate.
Kids on bikes.
Kids on bikes.
Kids on bikes, it's like Stranger Things all over again.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, just infinitely less joyful.
Yeah.
But on that note, they are in fact out for a joyride, Rob.
Yeah.
Full of joy.
Accidental segue that, but I'll take it.
Yep, that'll do. Yep.
Segue.
There's no segues here, Willie. Wrong wheels.
Yeah. So, they have a little mooch around, don't they, basically?
Have a little drive around, tearing the place up, not liking rabbits. And then they come across a spooky-ass van perched on a hill.
Mm. Do, don't they?
Yes. And you just know that bag of tricks is going to come out again.
Yeah.
So one of them... does a widowy on the van.
Yeah, bad move that.
That is a bad move that. Because we all know the creeper's about smelling stuff, isn't he? So he can probably smell that piss a mile off. He's going to come back angry at some point. You know he's going to come back. Quite like this scene, not going to lie. I think since number 2, Jeepers Creepers 2, there's been this bizarre tonal inconsistency where the creeper is a bit of a comedy character.
Yeah.
So as soon as he starts pissing on the van, you're thinking, right, what hilarious way is this kid going to get absolutely murked? And to be fair, the kills that do follow
are decent.
Are pretty satisfying to me.
However, yeah. Speaking of naff comedy.
Yes, mate.
Prior to the kills, there is a sequence where one of the dickhead kids throws a rock at the truck and it actually bounces off and twats him in the face.
Beautiful.
Fuck a doodle do.
But that's a setup later because now you know the truck's bulletproof.
Well, I know it's rockproof.
Someone bounces off it.
Was it one of those like rocks you could like buy at the science museum where you used to go to? Like
fun rock.
Fun rock. Just family. Basically a load of rubber to make it look like a bit of an asteroid. Yeah. Clunk, boing.
Mum, can I have a fun rock? Fuck off. Get a plastic dinosaur.
Whole lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Crazy to be one. Yeah, it's like, it's just fucking pretty dire, isn't it? And there's the little sequence where the doors open and there's bodies in there and everyone shits themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they try and do a cheeky runaway, don't they?
Yes, but then that harpoon from the first scene pops out of the exhaust pipe.
Yep.
And twangs one of the little bastards in the back of the leg.
Straight through
the leg.
Yeah, he gets Kirk in the leg.
Yeah.
Just get it the hell out!
What do you want us to do?
All right, look, it's long enough I can pull it out. You want me to pull it out? Just call someone!
There's no fucking service out here, so shut up about the goddamn phone, all right? Kirk, look at me.
Just do something!
Like what? What the fuck do you want us to do? You want us to try and pull it out?
All right, hold him up!
Come on! Oh, shit.
Okay, all three, you ready? Hold him steady, come on! On three, I'm gonna pull like a son of a bitch. You guys ready? One! Two!
Good.
Yeah, and while that's happening, just a quick interlude, a bit of backstory for Addison. Her stepdad hates her. Aww. And also, her horse is going to get repossessed.
Yes.
And horse repo.
Repo horse. And I think there's a really inappropriate child abuse joke in here.
Oh, here we go.
Yes.
If it's one I think you're on about, this is the one that got edited out after the festival.
Yes.
Controversy. So shall we get into this one, man?
I was lucky enough to see the festival cut. Because I wanted to, because I didn't know it was going to come out on Netflix. And I saw someone was like, I can't remember what it was called, a work print or festival cut. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I want to see that. I want to see basically the full thing. Bit inappropriate. Probably wasn't meant to come across the way it was meant to come across, because I didn't register it at first. I just thought he was a dickhead stepdad.
What was the dialogue? Was it basically, oh, well, like I'm young or something like
something
that?
Something like that, yeah.
Right.
A lot of people just probably know the backstory of Victor Salva, but I feel like, unfortunately, we do have to contextualise this slightly.
Yes, we do have to do it a little bit.
So, in the late 80s, Victor Salva made a film called Clown House, upon the set of which he was accused of... sexually abusing a child actor.
And filming it with the on-location equipment.
Correct. And he was found guilty of this crime.
Yes.
So this is not something that is rumour or, you know, happenstance. This is something that he was convicted of doing.
And served a decent chunk of time for.
Mm.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Which kind of leads us on to the bigger moral question of, how should this man be making films? Is, you know,
the answer from my perspective, I'll go back a bit. After he came out, he released a film called Powder, which isn't very good. Again, it's technically fine. Everything's all right with it. It's just basically a film about a young lad who's misunderstood and he's victimised for it. And then he's put on trial for using a certain special ability that he has incorrectly. And it's basically like a semi-biographical thing, talking about his situation. But at the same time, it is a decidedly unapologetic film, which has kind of coloured my opinion of him in somewhat. Mm. Because it's like, okay, I get that you're saying that you've got a problem, but you're kind of saying that people should accept it. Not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Obviously, we can't get into the whole big issue there.
Yeah.
But obviously, your question is, should he be allowed to direct films? And I think directing is one of the most horrendous jobs you can do.
Yes, it is.
And when the bank totals up at the end of the day, yeah, I don't think he's in the land of luxury as such.
No.
Especially working on something like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be on day rates, if that, on something like this.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a tricky one, isn't it?
It is a tricky one.
It's something that we kind of had to touch upon.
Yeah.
But yeah.
What do you think, Willie?
Well, he shouldn't, but at the end of the day, as we've learned with all the news in the last year or so, there are far more powerful people than him who have done far worse, who have managed to have quite well-established careers afterwards.
Yes, I mean, certainly his career has not climbed from what it was, and it's now very much circling the drain sort of thing.
Yeah.
I think he's very much relegated to exploitation horror, you know what I mean, like straight to Netflix releases sort of thing. And I don't think the film should be boycotted. I think obviously he's done terrible stuff, but you've got like 100-150 people working on a film.
Yeah,
those guys need to work again.
Yeah,
sort of thing.
Yeah.
If I was working on a film and it was boycotted because of one person, I'd be like, well, okay, that's my name in the shitter now as well, sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a troublesome area, and
it is a sticky area. Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to Kirk's almost severed leg.
Yes, almost severed leg. So he's been the chain starts to retract into the truck and drag him back.
Yeah.
Even though his mates are pulling him, and they're trying to somehow figure out how to get it out, but it's got a nasty little barb on the end, hasn't it, mate?
It has, mate. Fucking right little barb on
it. And that ain't coming out.
No, it's not. So it drags him along like a sort of fish out of water. He's flapping about.
Uh-huh.
You know, so far, so by the numbers.
Yep.
Gets dragged towards the truck.
Uh-huh.
And then it sort of just pops off, really, doesn't it?
Mm.
From there.
Yeah. Kind of. I think he's stuck to the truck at this point.
Yeah.
He just can't get off.
Yeah.
Does the creeper turn up?
It does, yeah. He turns up at this point, and this is when he starts killing the rest of Kurt's gang. Now, I must say, there is theoretically a cool kill here.
Yeah, yeah.
Where two of them are running close nearby to each other, and he throws his spear or what have you as a javelin, and it gets them both at the same time.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, I thought it was shot in completely the wrong way. So it took away the effectiveness.
Yeah. No, it totally did.
I'm just trying to recall it now. It's just like, it's quite obvious that it's got both at once.
Yeah.
Whereas if you like shot it a bit further upwards, you could like either have this confusion or you could make it look like one would be something, you know, you feel like the other one is.
Yeah.
But I just think the way it was, I know, directed or shot, it just didn't work for me.
No. And there was the payoff shot, the kebab shot.
Yeah.
And it just hammers home the fact that actually that's really ponyly done because they're fucking pinned halfway up a tree.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like that would never happen.
No. No.
Unless it's like one of those arrows that's something like go upwards.
Yeah, yeah.
Right in the final foot, like, ooh.
Yeah, yeah, the payoff isn't exactly there. I like the build up to it, though. I like the fact that he's missing an eye. And I think he throws one shot and misses.
Yeah, he does. And he does that whole thing where he's kind of like squinting.
And he's trying to figure it out.
Yeah, and he switches arms to use his other eye, and that doesn't quite work. It's quite,
It plays nicely into that comedy creeper that we got in Jeepers Creepers 2, which I'm quite happy to see. I think he is quite a funny character when he's played right. And he was quite funny in this scene. Like, say, the payoff wasn't there. We're all agreed on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same with the bit where just after where he hunts down the last motorcycle dickhead.
Yeah.
It's kind of really, like, weirdly shot. Like, you'd...
How does he get the last guy?
Does he get the fucking power star out again? I can't remember, but it's never really shown properly. I think he launches something at him and then the bike flies through the air.
Yeah, he launches something, the bike flies through the air and you never really... You assume
he's
been killed and landed, but... I think he just basically, the guy goes flying and that's it. You don't really
I think he goes up something and the bike goes off the ground and then he grabs him in midair, but you don't really see it.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes, that's right. Now that you mentioned
it. You don't really see anything and it's really strange. You see the bike fall to the ground.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he's trying to go for, but you know, it's a horror film.
Yeah.
Show something. Yeah.
And then we get...
Next we're introduced to Buddy, who's like going to be the other one that's going to be involved later on, trying to chat to Madison.
Oh, yeah, this is the shoehorned in love interest.
This is just basically to establish Buddy's there.
Yeah.
He's really sad that horse is about to be repossessed.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. next, we've got Crazy Grandma digging up a grave, digging a grave, what have you, and here comes Ghost Son again. As if it wasn't obvious the first time.
Ooh.
Yeah, might as well be going, ooh.
He's just
vague again. Ooh.
Well, all he's trying to do here is give her a hand, isn't it?
Oh. Fuck off.
Come on, mate. So she digs up a zombie hand.
That is true, yeah. I think you're just digging for compliments here, mate, to be fair, with your shit puns.
Yeah, I'm just grasping at straws, aren't
I? I think you've dug yourself into a big hole, mate, to be honest.
Buried.
Yeah. Devil makes work for idle hands, I suppose. Good film, Idle Hands. Have you ever seen it?
No.
Get involved. Devon Sawyer, pre-Final Destination, Devon Sawyer.
Okay.
And a very, very young Jessica Alba.
Okay.
Worth a watch.
Yeah.
Definitely.
We'll review on that one on Patreon as well. Patreon.com/CinemaWatchery. Give us money!
Pay Wilson's petrol!
I've actually got...
But yeah, have you seen the petrol prices recently?
Fucking hell, mate.
What's going on?
Drove to Liverpool this week. My fucking arse nearly fell out when I went to the petrol station. Joke. But anyway, enough about the state of the fucking petrol economy of Britain. What happens next, Dave?
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. It's like our crazy grandma's found herself a monkey's paw. Well, it's not. It's just the hand of...
It's It's heebie-jeebies paw, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it clenches and grabs onto her, mystically wraps around her and, like, sort of possesses her, I guess.
Sort of possesses her. It's not really entirely clear, is it?
Not really, because she seems to be in fully control of her actions. She just... Her eyes go a bit weird.
It's kind of hinted at some point. It's like a download of information.
Yeah. This annoyed the shit out of me.
Yeah.
And it happens again later when someone else like does the same thing with a hand. Right? There's clearly something going on where like they're seeing like the mythology of the creeper. Show me it.
Yeah.
Don't fucking make me sit there watching an old woman twitch. Show me.
They're privy to details. They're privy to a good script that we're not getting.
Fucking joke. That's the shit I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then the next scene, we've got Buddy and Allison. I can't remember, delivering something. Can't remember what now. Hey.
Hey.
Ah.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Arnold.
Oh, niche. Nice.
Sorry.
Nice.
And when we get there, there's no one there because it turns out they're all cowering under their vehicles.
Yes.
Yeah, and because Mr. GP Creepy's in the area and there's like blood splattered everywhere.
Yep.
And I've got my own cliche horror moment of the week. Someone's phone going off at a most inopportune time.
Oh, yeah, good one, yeah.
Yeah.
Good one.
I'm sorry, I've got one for this thing as well.
What's that then?
The car won't start.
Oh, yes.
I know it's a nuts and bolts one, but like I've not done that one yet.
Yeah, so in fact, let's say the blood splattered windscreen, there's a bit where considering the monster in this case, where like tries to smell him out, and there's every cliche under the sun in this scene alone.
Yeah, the problem with the monster smelling stuff is that in the first one, it was fucking creepy.
Yeah.
Because, like, you never saw it happen. Have you seen the first one, Willie?
Yes, I have, yeah.
Yeah. And it's revealed that he was out in Derry's car and he was just, like, sniffing his dirty washing and then ran off before it happened. That's fucking creepy. But having him snuffling at the window it's comedy creeper again.
Yeah.
And do you know what else is fucking comedy creeper?
Yes,
that
mate.
Is bad continuity from the first film as well that we're supposed to be following straight on from.
No.
He's wearing that fucking stupid bright red jumper that makes him look
t-shirt.
Like a fucking train spotter. What the fuck is that about?
Shit cosplay.
Literally.
What's your costume, mate? Are you wearing it? It's like Harrison Ford in Blade Runner, like 2049. Like, do you want to put your costume on?
Nah, I'm just going to wear this T-shirt.
You sure? Because I've made you some, mate.
I'm just going to wear it.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
T-shirt.
Poundland Freddy Krueger bullshit, mate.
Woo!
Absolutely.
I've got a hat and a glove. You need a T-shirt, mate. Primark. Yeah, it's a shit joke. T-shirt, to be fair.
Why bother with that?
I know.
Just fucking fire the costume designer. It's a joke.
It's all they can afford.
Stuck him in jeggings while we're at it.
Just put a black T-shirt on him. Don't put him in an offensively bright fucking red unstained T-shirt.
Oh, you should like put him like one of those T-shirts get HMV, like AC/DC or...
Yeah. Just a Guns N' Roses one. Any kind of HMV T-shirt.
Yeah.
What, Cookie like, Monster going mental or something.
Stewie Griffin saying something
like
meh.
Fucking Rob Zombie did to Michael Myers in that remake.
Yeah.
Where I put him in an AC/DC t-shirt. Fucking joke.
Basic bitch. Speaking of basic bitch, is that a Calvin Harris t-shirt?
No, it's not.
All right, okay.
It's a wrestling t-shirt.
Is it?
Yeah.
Who is it?
It's a independent wrestler called Orange Cassidy.
Really?
Yeah.
I do apologise.
It looks like you should be fucking... posing for a Matalan catalog.
Yeah.
That looks like Calvin Harris, though.
See, the joke is it's a selfie with a selfie and thing, you know, and you wear it and it still looks like another.
He's almost too good looking to be a wrestler, isn't it? Anyway.
The problem is it looks slightly like you.
You're also too good looking to be a wrestler, Wilson.
Sorry, Wilson's mum.
Sorry. He's a very handsome boy, Wilson's mum.
He's a handsome boy.
He's a handsome boy.
There's women queuing up around the block.
We've had to barricade the door.
Absolutely. Again. Total gridlock out there, mate.
Well, it's even worse now. He's been away for a while and now he's back. They're rabid, like feral animals.
Yeah, yeah. Sniffing through his laundry like the creeper, mate.
Oh, it's exactly the same.
I'm going to have to show him off with a broom when I want to leave in the morning.
Oh, this is it. Yes. They're all wearing red T-shirts that don't suit the rest of their outfit.
Noise. Who's that with you?
Addison Brandon. What's going on?
I got guns in the barn.
Guns? For what?
You think you can make a run for it? I'd do it myself, but for my leg and this goddamn cane.
What about those guys under the truck?
They won't move. They think they know this thing. They got a name for it.
Mr. Bernardi, what? Who are you hiding from?
I still don't know. Something came down and got Pablo.
Came down?
Spooked the horses so bad, they jumped off the fences. It tried to come down and get Mateo.
What did?
Mateo put up a fight.
What are we talking about?
I dropped him out there somewhere.
Where were we?
I can only dream.
Well, he was having a right good sniff, wasn't he, the creeper, last we heard?
I'm off for a lonely wank now.
Lonely wank. Oh, not in here. Fuck off. Come on. I'm sorry, Wilson's mum.
She doesn't listen anymore.
This is why we're rated explicit on iTunes.
Absolutely.
Anyway, before Wilson interjected with his smut, we were at the point where the creeper was having a right good sniff about
yes, mate.
The truck, and he smashes it up and legs it with the girl, doesn't he?
Terrible CGI. Yeah.
Terrible CGI ever. Yeah, sometimes it looks all right. Sometimes it's not. This truck is actually replaced by CGI at one point.
Fucking iMovie shit, this one.
Doesn't he pick it up? Does he pick it up and then drop it on its side?
He shoves it over, doesn't he?
Yeah, but it's not a real truck they were told. No, they couldn't wreck a real truck.
But Braun Strowman was much more impressive pushing the ambulance over.
Well, yeah, this is my issue with shit like this, right? Yeah. Unnecessary CGI. Honestly, hand on heart, the amount of time it must have taken to CGI render that truck, it'd have been cheaper just to fucking shove a truck over, surely. I don't understand.
Yeah. Just stick a flatbed trolley under it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah,
lift it up. And
the only thing I can think of is that they tried doing it with a real truck on set and they fucked it up so fucking badly that they just had to replace it.
Yeah.
Well, they fucked it up so badly they had to pay the collector they bought.
I was going
to
say, it's probably a rented truck. Yeah. It's all vintage cars in this for no reason. Yeah. A film came across my desk recently by a local filmmaker. It's all entirely set in living rooms.
Yeah.
Filmed in living rooms and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
But at one point, there's an earthquake in the film, and instead of just like knocking some stuff over in this living room, he makes a CGI living room with a really unconvincing TV wobble. Then the TV falls over, and there's like a stock little spurt of smoke that comes out of it. It's people like that doing stuff for the sake of it. Just get a TV and push it over.
Yeah.
The amount of time it took to make an awful living room.
Yeah. You can like get a standard, like just flat screen TV for like £30 now if you go to the right place.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a broken one, that's all you need.
I just don't understand. I mean, if you have to push a truck over, just don't do a wide.
Yeah.
Just film it in, put a GoPro on a dashy.
Yeah, yeah.
That would look more interesting.
Of course it would. You don't even need a whole truck to do that.
Mm. Absolutely. It's like he's not seen The Lost World, mate, with the trucks flipping over and stuff, and do it inside.
Just almost like in situations like that, someone's like been fucking conned into buying £2,000 worth of additional features for editing software and like, shit.
Yeah.
Best fucking use it then.
All right, I've got these presets, yeah? Spent £2,000 of your budget on these. Can we use them? Oh, fuck, I guess so.
Yeah.
What you got? Trucks and wings.
Great. Just looks like someone's throwing a big bag of dildos across the screen.
Wow!
Does though.
It does, yeah, yeah. At points, it's just unnecessary. It looks so cheap at times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
So, yeah, the upshot of this CGI wankery...
Upshit.
...is that he takes the girl, doesn't he?
He does take her, off. Yeah, yeah. Done.
She's the target of the sniffitude.
Mm.
And from that point on, it becomes a sort of... let's find the girl, because everyone assumes that she's not being killed, and like anyone else that's ever been taken by the creeper, and everyone assumes they're dead. In this case, they assume that she's just been taken hostage.
Yes.
Because of logic.
Yes, but now we've got motivation for everyone in the film. Yeah, now we can stop talking to ghost kids and digging holes and fanning around with retired monster hunters. And yeah, everyone can get on board and do something, right? Mm.
Well, in the next the next scene, we've got our two police officers going on to Crazy Grandma's house.
Oh, fuck me.
Did you bring something that can kill it? And apparently, in a bit of a flashback to 23 years ago, Ghost Son kept the Runker's paw, as we call it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm assuming sounds,
yeah. I'm getting the frozen yogurt thing as well, yeah.
Yeah.
Frogan.
No, it's the Treehouse Horror one. It's a frozen paw.
What's the one with the guy with the monkey paw?
Yeah.
And he's trying to sell Frogger as well. Yeah, yeah.
No, the frozen yogurt is the murderous Krusty doll.
Shit, right, yeah, fair enough. Anyway.
It contains potassium benzoate. That's bad.
I wish I hadn't given you that Simpsons box set now.
The
Chinese one, yeah, yeah, with the shiny Simpsons, Simpsons,
the Simpsons,
Simpsons,
yeah, with Black Santa's little helper on it.
No, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, beautiful. I actually watch it now, but anyway, back on topic. So
it's like having Big Rich back.
Bit of wink.
Kiss my chuddies, ginger swingers,
calculators. So the son kept the paw without saying anything, and it turns out that the paw was... Where was it they found it? It was like just in a pit somewhere, wasn't
she
it?
She just dug it up next to the tree,
She just dug
the
it
power
up.
Power paw.
It's alive, so they figure how to make it work for them, basically, don't they?
It's like a power glove, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
You've just got to figure it out,
And much like a power glove, it only works once.
Yes, and it's so bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You beat me to that record.
Ah, dickhead. Sorry.
Unlucky, son. So, yeah, we was off after this.
Yes.
And I believe this be... there's another sequence of a couple of kids who basically happen upon the truck and come off the road. And we've got to the point where our budget's run out because all the car crashes start happening off screen from this point onwards. so that's good. And basically they discover the girl in the back of the truck.
Yep.
And one tries to get her out, sets off a booby trap.
Yep.
And gets basically impaled straight through the head, doesn't he?
Well, this is Kirk, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll say he
wakes up in the truck with Addison, and he falls for the old cageroo, and he gets a bit impaled.
Yes.
See you later, Kirk.
Yeah, bye, Kirk.
You'll be missed
by you 35-year-old dickhead.
I hate to say it, but a spike that comes out the side of a chair about 10 centimetres off the floor of the truck is a little bit contrived.
Oh,
no.
Sorry, listeners.
Yeah. I mean, there's absolutely no purpose for that unless you're crawling along the floor and pushing random buttons in that specific truck.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know it comes in again later and it's quite satisfying, but, like, there's just absolutely... I mean, you wouldn't do that, would you? Mm. You think, right, I'm going to booby trap my truck. Oh, side of the seat, just there.
Yeah.
Little spike.
But a lot of these things are contrived and, like, placed there for no given reason. Like, the thing that comes out of the exhaust earlier on.
I can get down with a harpoon, mate.
I can't get down with it. Yeah, well, yeah, I can, but also, like, realistically, the exhaust pipe is, like, it's ankle height. It's not going to tag anyone out, is it?
No.
You're probably going to miss as well.
Yeah.
You might get caught in long grass. It's impractical.
It's all very silly, but this just edged it for me. I don't know why.
Mm. Yeah, no, it's yeah. I mean, what you're trying to stop people doing, changing gear. I don't know. It's very confusing.
Just taking your seatbelt off. Yeah, fuck no! Hands pinned to the.
Yeah, see you later.
Speaking of contrived, we've got Mr. GP Creepy turn up in the van, and somehow, despite establishing his vagina-shaped nose being able to smell anything like literally 5 minutes before, he can't tell that Addison's basically laying there plain dead. In the van.
A bit of cloth.
Yeah. over a bit of cloth, he just, like, has a look in, smells around.
Yep.
Somehow doesn't smell her, buggers off again.
After he's found dead, Kirk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really weird, and at this point, I pressed pause on Netflix while back with her crazy grandma and the police fucking around with her hand. I've realised that nothing's really happened yet and there's 25 minutes to go.
Yes.
And funnily enough, at this almost exact same point, I pressed pause on Netflix for 3 days.
Jesus.
Because I just got so bored. Jesus, and I was like, Jesus. You know, I'm in the process of moving house at the minute and honestly, packing was preferable at this point. Like, I needed a fucking time out from it because it's like watching Grand Designs. The same fucking thing happens over and over again. Someone paints a room.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're not entertained by the...
Someone gets a harpoon in the ankle, you know, that standard.
Just happens.
It's just dull, though, isn't it? It's just like the very definition of by the numbers shite.
I've just had an idea for a show. It's like Cash in the Attic, but every time you open a like a chest door or something up in the attic, it's a booby trap and, you know, someone gets impaled. There's like
some no-name presenter on Challenge TV.
Yeah.
It's like, open that. What for? Just fucking open it, Dom.
Poison spiders.
Blah! Dicker.
I fucking wish Dom would get poison spiders. Annoying bastard.
What, Dom? Little Bane?
Yeah.
Midget Bane?
Fucking Midget
Bane. Fucking
budget Phil Mitchell.
Rip off Britain. Blah! Con artists. Cowboys. Blah! Dom.
Is that what he...
that's basically what he...
Every time my landlord sizes up to him, he's just like...
flapping his arms like...
So anyway, back to Jeepers Creepers 3.
So after I unpaused it 3 days later,
yes, we get to the feeling.
Well, the leader of the unofficial anti-creeper police.
That and in the fucking plant pot is fucking funny.
Yeah,
though.
he does the whole hand holding, and again we don't see fucking shit, and it's really annoying. Mm-hmm. And then he gains knowledge from holding the hand of the creeper, and now we're into like right, we fucking know what we're doing now.
Yeah, yeah.
We're gonna hunt this fucker down.
Yeah, yeah.
Which would be great if they actually caused any damage to the creeper whatsoever. It's we're going to fucking hunt him down. Let's go. And then they get fucking ganked off the road straight away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so in comes the big fuck-off cannon gun.
Again.
Yes.
And we quickly establish that we probably shouldn't be shooting at the van.
Yeah.
Because it bounces the bullets straight off.
Yes, aren't they shouting through the radio, don't shoot it, it's bulletproof.
Yeah.
It's rock-proof, it's bulletproof.
But at this point, the guy is like, he's just fully erect and he's just like, I'm going to shoot my load all over this van.
Oh, dear.
Kill of the week, though, surely.
Oh, come here, you big, ugly bastard.
Oh, my sweet
Christ. Everything ricochets off the truck. Mikey, come in. Mikey, listen to me. That truck is about to be fired off. Straight at it, Jakey. Go! Mikey, come in! Michael, don't shoot at the goddamn truck! Mikey!
And others, you ugly motherfucker!
Tags out with a ricochet.
Yeah, it's good because it's in slow-mo as well, which is slightly unnecessary.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, I'm kind of struggling for strong kills in this.
Are policemen and bounty hunter dude off the road at this point?
Yes.
They
get run off the road, and then we sort of have
it with some really fucking awful smoke effects as well.
Yeah.
And fire noted that here. Awful really CGI explosion with two question marks and two explanation.
After effects marks. Working overtime, yeah.
Yeah.
Got your intern working on them effects. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, almost really improbably, this is like the final battle, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we've established that the only thing we've established in this entire film is that the truck's fucking hard to get into.
Yes, it's bulletproof, it's booby-trapped, the tyres are bulletproof. It's like a big tank thing.
Yeah.
It's rented so they can't damage it.
I mean, if you break this down, the only thing that we've gained from this experience is that the truck's like the Batmobile.
It is like the Batmobile, complete with gadgets.
Saying that, my Ford Fiesta's hard to get into without a key, but you don't see me going on about it for an hour and 10.
Don't go near the exhaust pipe.
So, yeah, basically what happens now, I thought this was a joke when I was watching it.
Yeah?
I thought this was, like, satire. basically, the sharpest shooter in the West, the sheriff dude, and his unofficial creep hunter mate, just shoot at the creeper a bit.
Mm-hmm.
They miss, mostly. Shoot it a bit.
Mm. Yep.
Then there's a bit where like it's just fucking dragged out beyond belief where the anti-creeper police dude jumps on the chain gun thing, tries to unjam it. The creeper's in midair and he turns it and shoots it at the last minute.
Yeah.
There's that nice little slow-mo bit where all the black bits are flying out of the creeper. Thought that was lovely.
Yeah, that was lovely.
Yeah. And then...
Is this a bit with the axe, which
yeah.
is probably my kill of the week as well, but we don't really see the kill that much. It's more the aftermath I quite liked.
Can't afford them effects, though, on the axe going into someone's face.
No, you can't. So if I remember rightly, what happens is they sort of, the axe is flying in the air and I think both of them fall down on the ground at the same time, do they?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And then Mr. Jeepy Creepy stands up, walks away, and then somehow the policeman sort of like levitates upwards with an axe in his face.
Uses the force, doesn't he, to pull the axe out?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
He lets the hate flow through him or something, I don't know.
To be fair, I quite like this sequence. I like the running in a wheat field. I think it's beautiful to look at.
Very sinister.
I don't know. I think the tension is quite nicely done. It's a nice-looking sequence.
Hmm.
Yeah, it is nice.
It's quite pleasant to see this thing taking place in daylight with the sun as a backdrop sort of thing.
That's another thing about a budget. Hardly any of this takes place at night, where it costs a lot more to shoot as well.
It costs more to light it, for starters. Yeah,
I think this is the first film we've reviewed apart from Sharknado.
Fuck lights on Sharknado.
Where that didn't have any lighting whatsoever. I think this is the first film that isn't primarily set in the day, the nighttime.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all exterior as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
They've basically bought a field off a farmer for 3 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Is what they've done here.
Mm. Like the stuff where he's in midair, I think it's beautiful looking.
Yeah, yeah.
There's some kind of... I think they've tried to put like this angelic look on him where he's got his wings out, there's the sun directly behind him. So it looks really nice. It's really nicely composed, to be honest. It's just a shame that there's that 3-minute stretch.
Yeah.
Amongst everything else.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And what happens next is the only piece of logic that I can find in this entire film is where the mate of the bloke who's just been axed thinks, fuck all this noise, I'm doing what I can't fucking compete with this.
Yeah.
Of course you would. It's like the most logical thing that happens in the entire film. You'd shit yourself and leg it.
Yeah. Perfect. You've got his arm. You've shot his eye out. Let's call it evens.
Yeah, yeah.
Fair enough, mate.
Job done.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, in amongst all this, the girl gets rescued, doesn't she?
Yeah. Somehow, I don't know where she comes from.
Doesn't a boyfriend or whatever he's called tip up?
Yes.
And they find a way to, it's a bit like Home Alone, isn't it?
Yeah.
The whole truck thing, and he like figures out a way to basically get out, and they like jump out and avoid the fucking weird bars getting him. It's a bit...
And at the same time... the monster somehow falls for his own little spy trap as well, and that's the distraction that we needed to get him out of there.
Not even he thought he put it there, to be honest.
No.
I think he bought that truck off someone else.
Make
me a fucking weird truck. He's like, did not see that coming.
Yeah. This was not in the instruction manual. Where is the thing about the spike?
Well, yeah, I mean, this whole last act is a bit contrived, isn't it? I mean...
Sorry, sir.
Generally speaking, it is.
Yeah. So I think we're almost near the end of the film now.
Getting
because
it.
Yeah.
It, because essentially what happens is the monster comes across a sign saying, we know what you are.
Yeah.
And then he sort of, he might as well get on his angry. Knees and go, no! As the rain pours down on him.
It's exactly like... Star Wars Episode 3 at the end, where Darth Vader has all his pots and pans flying around him.
And that's it. You know, that is the end of the story.
Apart from
go on, Willie.
Go on.
No, I was going to say the end of his involvement in this film.
Yes.
There's one little bit that happens just before that when they're getting away that is another horror cliche moment that I just wanted to flag up.
Okie dokie.
The dramatically convenient truck.
Ooh.
Where our heroes or heroines are trying to get away at the end. This is started by the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Mm-hmm.
And they run onto the main road and a big fucking truck comes along.
Yes.
And they get away, except in this case the truck driver gets tagged the fuck out.
Yeah, he does.
But yeah, can't let the film go by without the dramatically convenient truck.
No. Convenient passerby, shall we call it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, in the next film it happens to be a truck as well. That's 3 for 3 then, isn't
it? See, won't we?
Yeah.
What was your ooh?
Oh, because there's the twist at the end, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
go on,
then.
Well, now, just to say, your first film we've got Alison and Buddy reunite.
Buddy.
All of a lovey-dovey, blah, blah, blah. They release the bunny from the cage, in case you're wondering what's going on.
Yeah.
There you go. The bunny is free.
Get that symbolism in.
Yep.
Always a nice, happy ending. And
the bunny served its time.
Yep. And we've got a bit of narration, and the other policeman looking a bit sad.
Yep.
Because his newfound friend, colleague, is a bit dead.
Yes, in the face.
Yep.
Yep.
And the final scene we get between us and Buddy is, ha 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 ha, the school bus pulls up, and on goes Buddy. Whatever will happen there, I guess we just don't know.
What school bus, Willie? Ooh.
Controversial opinion time.
There you go.
Quite like the bit with the school bus.
That's quite...
Although it did remind me that there is a better film.
Yes. He had a certain someone over that side of the room screaming, no! Fuck off!
it wasn't a bit contrived.
Yeah.
It's the bus reminds me of a bit of like the old joke now of like, rather seeing Abraham Lincoln saying, well, I'm off to go to the theatre. I hope I enjoy myself.
Yeah, it basically negated the point of the entire, like, this is the most pointless viewing experience I've had so far on this podcast, because it doesn't add anything to the mythos of the fucking franchise, and it bridges a gap between two films that doesn't need a gap bridging between them.
Yeah, you don't need to know that he was fucking about for a few days, do you?
No, we get it. He was around.
Yeah. Shall we do one of you two want to cover the final scene?
Oh, yeah. Rob, you go for that, because you brought that up earlier. Final scene.
With...
Who's back?
Yeah. With Tasha?
Oh, yes. Yes. So... Future, this is where it all gets a bit fucking confusing for me. So future Tasha is played by the woman that played Derry's sister in the first film.
Yes.
But it's not the same person, so why is she fucking playing it?
It is.
No, it's not the same person.
It is.
No, it's not the same person.
It is.
How can it be the same person?
Why would it not be?
Because the girl who played Derry's sister in the first film...
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
...is playing... The older version.
No, she's playing Derry's sister.
I thought she was playing the older version of the girl.
No, because she talks about how it took her brother.
That's fucking rubbish. I didn't get that then.
And that she's coming back for the fourth one to finish him off.
Oh, that's dull.
Yeah, that's so,
it. To be honest, I just remember she had some significance, and then I thought I'd better Google this one.
Yeah.
Oh, her name's Tasha. Okay, fine.
I didn't Google it. I just assumed she was the older version of the.
No. She's Derry's sister. Yeah.
Shit. Does that mean they're doing another one then?
Yeah, I'll say this scene is. Well, I hope you enjoyed that meaningless bollocks. Tune back in soon for the fourth film.
Come back for the next one! Okay.
Does it mean the next one's going to be set in the future then?
No, slightly. That's present time. Because obviously this one is set in 1999.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so for. Okay, but 1999 wasn't 23 years ago though.
By the time we get around to releasing this film, the next film it probably will be.
We'll be getting there.
Yeah.
What, 2024? No, what?
Yeah, I mean,
the gap between two and three.
It'll be set in the future, but not like Ghost in the Shell or The Matrix, man.
I was hoping for a fucking...
You're hoping for some late Jason X?
Do you know what I really want? I'll tell you what I really want, mate.
Yes.
I really want the fucking 50s set Creeper prequel, mate.
I do.
I'd rather have that than this.
Mm. Yeah, I want... 50s, I want medieval. Fuck it, World War II.
Origin story.
Yeah.
Anything would have been better than this old shite. Absolutely. Vietnam.
Yeah, an old school. Some kind of folklore shit. That'd be good. Yeah. Just reset the franchise. Go back to the start.
Make it creepy. This would have even been acceptable if they'd have showed what the fuck was going on when they held the hands of the weird fucking creeper thing.
Yeah.
Just anything. Give me a little something to work with here. Still, it was a thing that happened, I guess.
You're not happy, are you?
I've been happy.
Or you're just not bothered?
I'm indifferent to it.
Okay, yeah.
It's Magnolia, as I said at the start.
Yeah. Well, clocked in at 1 hour, 2 minutes, which is pretty sharpish. I guess we can take a little bit of time to wrap shit up.
Wrap shit up, put a bow on it.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Still quite enjoyed it.
I didn't have a great time.
Did you not have a great time?
No, I'll be honest with you.
I don't know.
be honest with you. It made me, this is how poor it was, it made me miss Jeepers Creepers 2 and like hang out for Jeepers Creepers 2.
Yeah.
Which I've always been an apologist for, and I'll fucking stick to my guns on. And it's a fucking good bit of fun.
You're not going to apologise to this as a bit of fun?
No, because it's not fun.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's not really. No. The thing is, with this film, it's just there. I can't say I had too much difficulty watching it because it was only like, what, 85 minutes long or so?
It's a fucking fast movie.
It whizzed by, but.
Yeah, yeah.
It existed.
Yeah.
That's about it. That's all I can really say about it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I do sort of take exception, and this really pisses me off about modern films that spend their time trying to sell the next film more than trying to tell you a proper story now.
Yeah, yeah.
There's two fuckers to blame for that.
Yeah.
There's fucking Ridley Scott with his alien bullshit and fucking Marvel with their bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
It's all their fault, the pair of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Fucking Iron Man.
I don't want universes. I'm not bothered.
I just want films.
Yeah, yeah.
I want original ideas. Yeah.
He
says on a sequel and remake podcast.
Yeah. The first cinematic universe is the Universal Monsters one. Ironically. Aptly, even. Universal Monsters.
Mm.
But each film is its own continuity. What happened at the end of the last one? Oh, the monster got his eyes shot out and it burned down in a castle. Right, fuck that. Give him his eyes back and put him in, like, a glacier.
Yeah.
Right, would that make sense? Yeah, but it works for this film. And because of that, each film successively gets better because it semi-ignores stuff from the previous one.
Yeah,
totally. And the thing with universe building is that what I feel like Marvel films, a lot of films I don't understand, is you don't have to fucking, like, have anything intertwined in every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, this is a very fucking abstract example. Bear with me.
I'm bowing with you.
The best example of universe building I have ever seen is Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back and Scream 3.
There is a scene
in both of them films, it's the exact same scene, where Jay and Silent Bob walk past the cast of Scream and they make a comment about, isn't that the people from the Stab films? And then in Scream 3, they walk past Jay and Silent Bob and Courtney Cox says, who the fuck are them two dickheads?
Yeah.
That is a better example of universe.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
I watched Thor Ragnarok recently. Don't get me wrong, I had a wailing good time, but there's 20 minutes at the start of that film where people are just fucking around in streets, just setting up banter and stuff like that. Like, hey, you're a dick in the last film. Yeah, but you're a good guy in the last film and that makes you a dick to me. And then people just kind of fuck around and talk about pizza. And then after 20 minutes, the actual film fucking kicks in. I'm like, right, I get this. This is fine. I haven't seen everything, watched all the TV shows and collected all the customizable cards with the fucking...
with a plot explanation.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And I just feel like it's like, right, this is for the hardcore fans and then here's the rest of the film.
But you shouldn't have... My argument is you shouldn't have had to seen 15 films prior to going to see a film to know where the fuck you are.
No.
Not really.
No. No.
If you want to do that, make a TV series. I mean, TV series these days have a big equivalent budgets to films.
Yes.
More or less. Yeah.
I mean, we're in the golden age of TV now, as people are calling it. To some degree. I think once you take The Walking Dead out of that, which you can easily do at this point, not so much. It's a post-Lost world, Willie.
Mm.
Blame Lost. I know we like Lost.
Yeah, but I do love Lost. Yeah,
down boy.
Okay. Yeah.
But like, yeah, the whole thing where everything just needs to connect sequentially, I just haven't got the patience for it.
Yeah, and it's like, it's the idea, and the Jeepers Creepers 3 is really guilty of this,
is that
everything has to be explained, and this is why I mentioned Ridley Scott and his alien films, right? The point...
Have you seen Covenant?
No, but I've recently bought it on DVD. Have you seen Covenant? Forward to
nah.
It.
Take it. Oh, a little chuckle over there.
Dear.
Take it back to CEX, man.
So fucking, like, why bother? Like, the point of the alien was that you didn't know what the fuck it was.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole point of the horror to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's Ridley Scott taking his toys back from David Fincher and James Cameron, Jean-Pierre Jeunet, giving Jean-Pierre a little bit of a slap on the way and saying, this is what I think the alien is. That's fine.
Yeah.
No one really cares. You're going to make four films.
Just don't bother.
And he's ended up making loads of films that aren't about the alien.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because there's two more coming.
Ugh.
dull.
And to be fair, Covenant is not as breezy an affair as Jeepers Creepers 3 is.
Fucking hell, and that was...
I think you'll be...
There was little breeze to be had.
Yeah, but this moves by a lot quicker.
Fucking hell. Should we throw some shit and popcorn?
I think we'll throw some shit and popcorn around, yeah. Mm. Wilson?
Let me throw my shit around first. I'd probably say a 7 for the shit rating.
He's drowning in turds.
As I pointed out, the script is pretty shit.
Mm-hmm.
The dialogue's quite terrible.
Mm-hmm.
They don't actually get anywhere in the film at all. Like I said earlier on, 25 minutes before the end of the film, and it still feels like they're halfway through the first act.
Yeah, yeah. Just getting the engine started, really.
Yeah, and then they decide to go nowhere with it. And yes, a bit of shite CGI in there as well. No real complaints other than that, but.
Mm-hmm.
It's still quite a shite, to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
Popcorn rating. When I finished the film at first, I was tempted just to give it a 0.
Wilson.
Because it's the whole thing. Like, I take exception to feel like I'm watching a trailer for the next film.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, tell me the story now. I think I'll lighten it a bit and just say... A 3. It was a breezy watch. I had no issues with it. You know, it was over and done within 85 minutes or so. Yep. I made my notes.
Yep.
And enough to do this podcast. I don't have to watch it again.
There will be certainly more painful experiences to come on here, I'm sure.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, it's a bit of a forgettable experience, so I don't mind that much. But, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
A 3.
Okay. Roberto Carlos.
Well, nice Brazilian footballer reference. I just think it was a thing that happened. Totally agree with Willie. I felt like I was being given a refresher course in something I was already familiar with.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like this, in my heart of hearts, I think that the Creeper and the story of the Creeper and Jeepers Creepers in general would make a fucking banging Netflix series.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
This shit don't work.
No.
You know, you're trying to remind... Basically, it's created to remind people of a film that was made fucking... What were we on now? 19 years ago, nearly.
Yeah, yeah.
And it kind of, like, just fucking... Was this a Netflix original or was this...
No, this was off his own back and then Netflix distributed it, yeah.
Just fucking put, like, I don't know, just fucking reissue the original. I don't know, it just seems a little bit fucking pointless
and
dull. So as a result, I'm going to concur with Chris Wilson and go with 7 turds because it's not a full shiter, it's not, it's just... It's just repetitious shite. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And
it's sort of like a hard shite where you don't have to wipe afterwards, but it's pretty unpleasant.
Yeah, things on the way out, and when you wipe, there's blood.
Yeah.
It's shitting for business rather than pleasure. You're not surfing Instagram while you're having this shit, are you? It's in and out.
No,
I'm pretty intense. Slight tears afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're straining for it. Popcorn, 2. Fucking dull.
Oof. Too. Savage, mate.
Dull, mate.
Kel Savage.
Mm. Dull.
What about you, Dave? Turd rating, popcorn rating.
Fun trivia I forgot to point out earlier, by the way.
Yeah.
There's no original score for this. It's all stuff from the first film chopped up.
Brilliant. God. Saved a few quid there. Then.
Ran out of money.
More money for a van.
More money, more pop. Yeah, yeah. Never mind. Turds. I'm going to meet you on the 7.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's baggy. There's a lot of baggage.
Yeah.
There's a lot of extra baggage allowances going on there in the airport.
Yeah.
Pretty dull, pretty slow in places. Popcorn rating, though, I'm going to go with a 6.
Fucking hell. Justify that.
Because we had a good time.
Who did?
Babe? Yeah? How many turds would you give Jeepers Creepers 3?
worse than Blair Witch 2.
It's pretty bad.
Only by a little bit.
Marks out of 10.
How good it is.
No, shit it is.
6-6 both,
you see.
I did not have a good time at
so
all.
So you had a fun shared experience.
I didn't have a fun time, did you?
No.
I had a terrible time.
It was alright.
It
wasn't Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
Absolutely not. Oh, so no, that is beyond TV, yeah. If we're comparing it to that, I think Yeah, fucking hell.
I mean, you'd give a trip to the dentist more popcorns than fucking Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, don't talk to me about a dentist.
Oof.
I had a root canal recently.
Oh,
yeah. It's still a bit of a Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of root canal-like experiences, you're next in the chair, Wilson.
I am. Yes.
So, what are you going to do to us?
Boyd stuff, probably. Well, I mean, and after that, I'm going to pick a film. I thought for our next pick we should go for one of the Stranger Phenomenons in the...
Was it Stranger Things Season 2, mate? You can't do that. That's a TV series.
No.
Damn.
of the 2000s.
Oh.
So next time I'm going to look at Paranormal Activity 2.
Paranormal Black Activity.
I wonder why the fuck it caught on. So I hope you look forward to the same 6 camera angles and a whole bunch of filler.
Sounds fucking dull.
Which is great incentive to tune in next time. We'll bomb the shit out of you on Cinematry.
Right, I guess we should say bye-bye.
Guess we should, really.
Thank you for joining us. I turned Irish, that was Jamaican. Thank you for joining us on Cinematry.
Jamaican me crazy, man.
I'm Irish now, father.
I'm not looking forward to reading Twitter after this episode comes out.
No. I'm going to take all your racist bits out, Willie.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, it's bye from me anyway.
It's bye from me. Recording on tape, Willie, come on. It's a long train rolling. Makes me worry. Smack down me, bro.
Yeah. Bye! Judas.
Got to put my cheaters on.
Jeepers, creepers. Where'd you get those creepers?
Oh, those weepers.
How they hypnotize.
Yeah.
Don't forget, you can follow us and keep up with all our updates at Cinematry on Twitter, / Cinematry on Facebook, and of course at Cinematry on Instagram. I don't know how you do pictures of podcasts, but we're going to do that anyway.